seeing names come off the board, and we're seeing some big numbers. Has the market surprised you at all? Did you sort of see this coming, especially on the pitching side? It feels like some of the early ones, everyone seems to be getting more than what a lot of the projections said they were. Of course, those are projections we in the media come up with, which probably not as good as it. But what your reaction to the market so far?
Yeah, starting pitching is really valuable, and I think teams are realizing that teams are riding starting pitching to a ton of success and deep playoff runs. And so, at this point, I think it's hard to be surprised. I think instead, you just have to commit to the reality that in order to get starting pitching, in order to get premium talent, you at times have to be a little bit uncomfortable.
At times, Keith, says Craig Breslow, you got to be a little bit uncomfortable. Are you not on? Am I
hello,
not
hello, hello.
Oh, there
hello.
We go. Okay.
Hello, here
so
I am.
I was like, I'm kind of hearing him in the room. Maybe my headphones are screwed up.
No,
okay.
I forgot to turn it back on so people can hear.
Hang on.
I was going to talk down to people, so he shut my mic off.
Hang on. Let's start it again. All right, that's Craig Breslow. He says the Red Sox got to get uncomfortable with being a little uncomfortable. That's kind of awkward, right?
Jones, let me tell you. I hate to say it, but I tried to warn you and everybody else out there.
No, you did.
That they weren't going to sign any marquee players.
You did.
They were going to be oh so close.
And I'm a big, dumb idiot.
You're like, no, this is the year.
I'm a big, fat, stupid person. And I was not.
That's not the point of this.
I fell for it again, Keith. I fell for it again with this stupid team.
That happens to be a side effect of this conversation, but that's not the point of the conversation.
Yeah.
No, the reality is they were never going to get Juan Soto. They were never going to get Max Fried. They're not going to get Corbin Burns, although he remains out there. But if you see the money that Max Fried got, what do you think Corbin Burns is going to get? A better pitcher, younger.
Yeah, the reports now are like $300 million. Fried went for $218 million, which is the most ever for a left-handed starter. It's $1 million more than the Red Sox paid to David Price, whenever it was, a decade or so ago.
Which is just so wild. Like, it's just the contrary. It's the nature of doing business in today's Major League Baseball. But Juan Soto, not the best player in the majors, got far and away the record deal. Max Fried, clearly not the best pitcher in baseball or left-handed pitcher or anything in baseball.
I mean, he's not even, like, I didn't love David Price, but Price was way more accomplished when he signed than this guy.
Fried wasn't the best guy on his own team last year, and he's not the best on his team this year.
Yeah.
he's good. I'd take him. Don't get me wrong. Whereas Corbin Burns might be. Corbin Burns is probably the best pitcher on most teams across baseball. So I can only guess what he is going to get. I think he's a full year or two maybe younger than Fried, and he's better.
And, here's the other thing that should piss you off. And makes me mad because I've spent most of the offseason, the last couple of years, saying the Yankees don't spend either. And that's not a way of justifying the Red Sox not spending. That's just a way of saying the Yankees aren't the Yankees either, and they're also cheap. And if I was in New York, I'd be kicking and screaming about how cheap Hal Steinbrenner is and how he's not his father and this and that. Well, the Yankees did not get Juan Soto. They also were runners up, but then they turned around and they spent, and they got uncomfortable spending. And meanwhile, we're told the Red Sox, after they struck out on Max Fried, and it doesn't even sound like they were that close. What was the... Billy, did you poke your head in? Was it Nick who popped in?
I think it was Nick that said, apparently...
The A's might have been the runner-up.
The Oakland A's might have had the second...
Yeah, Nightingale said that the A's were one of the top teams in on Fried.
The A's.
Now, they didn't get him either, but like...
Okay, but so you're getting outspent by the A's. Last offseason, it was the Royals.
The A's don't even have a park.
The A's don't even have a... They don't even have a home.
Yeah.
They're playing in Sacramento in a minor league ballpark and eventually someday moving to Las Vegas. They're way, way over budget for this
and
new stadium.
And they already got a starter. They way overpaid for Luis Severino.
They paid for Severino. So the A's already are willing to throw money around.
Yeah,
you're getting
outbid
by the A's.
Getting caught with
your
pants
for a guy
down.
You supposedly wanted in Max Fried. And now the news we get from McAdam last night after Fried signs with the Yankees is the Red Sox are preparing an offer for Burns. Where was that? Maybe if you prepared one a few weeks ago, you'd have him. Instead of pivoting from Soto to Fried to Burns. And oh, by the way, they're not going to get Corbin Burns.
No?
The Red Sox appear hesitant to spend what it will take to sign Burns, says Mark Feinsand. That's bad enough. The next line's embarrassing.
The fallback plan?
I said earlier I gasped when I read this. It's true. You said you had to read it two or three times?
Oh, yeah. I was like, this can't be right.
So they're not going to get Burns. I believe that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark Feinsand. They could now pursue a reunion. There's some good pitchers they've had over the years.
Josh Beckett.
I was thinking maybe Eovaldi, but he just
Sale just won the Cy Young.
Sale just won the Cy Young. Pedro, good one. Eovaldi just signed. Ooh, you just missed out on Eovaldi.
Kurt
no. None of them. Nick Pivetta.
Huh? Which we got text earlier and be like, I thought he was still on the roster. Like, I thought they already had him. Like, no, he's a free agent. It'd be a big re-sign. This would be like the Patriots re-signing all their guys from the four-win team.
It's exactly
here
like
here comes Nick Pavetta.
It's a Patriots offseason.
Did they get that second round pick that he's supposed to get?
No, you know, I know. You don't get your pick back.
Damn.
Yeah, or an extra pick. I mean, you don't get that.
Damn.
So we went from Soto to Burns and Freed.
Uh-huh.
They're split on Bregman. We'll have more on that coming up. And now it's Aroldis Chapman and Nick Pavetta, and that's your offseason? Like, come on.
Even that's worse than I could have imagined. I didn't think they were going to get the top guys, but just bringing back Pavetta? Well, no, because last year they got Lucas Giolito. We never saw him because he got hurt in spring, but that was at least a new start. Now, he stinks, or he's very, very – he's incredibly average.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's somebody, you know, that you're spending a little bit more money on than somebody like Nick Pavetta. I thought maybe they would get Eovaldi, and you'd be like, okay. Like, I'd take it. I'd be like, good. But
I'd be
in addition to somebody,
I'd be pretty happy with Eovaldi if they signed somebody else.
Yeah,
but like now it's like I would, you know, I'd shove my grandmother out of the way for them to go sign Eovaldi. I gotta watch more Nick Pavetta.
Yeah.
Complaining about the pitch clock, and he's not really a starter.
No,
but he's not really a reliever either. Like,
but he
what
stamps
even
his
is
feet
he
when he goes to the pen?
Yeah, his ERA's in the fours, and he's fine, but he's not worth whatever you're gonna pay him. And I thought we were just done with that, and we were gonna upgrade, and now it's more Nick Pavetta, and that's what we gotta be happy with. That's what we're gonna get. Because the Red Sox don't want to spend.
They might not even get Pavetta. There's no guarantee they get Pavetta.
I'm not going to kick and scream about that. If they don't get Pavetta, I'll be like, then you dodge the bullet.
Nathan Eovaldi got 3 for $75.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Like, come on. That's probably too much for him. But that's the problem. Like, if you're waiting a free agency to add to your team in any sport, we say this every year, any sport. Basketball's a little bit different because guys are sort of slotted into how much they can make. But all the other sports, like, do you think a year ago, Ottawa thought they were going to spend $8.25 million on Linus Ullmark?
Nope.
No. So, like, the money's going up. And you see what Ohtani got last year. And I'm like, maybe that's just Ohtani. Nope, it's not just Ohtani. If Juan Soto is going to get $7.65, then obviously Corbin Burns and Max Fried and, you know, Willy Adames, who's already signed, all these guys are going to get crazy, crazy money. So you can't say this year's going to be different. And then have the year be the exact same.
No.
We made fun of the full throttle thing because they weren't full throttle. But then this year, Sam Kennedy went on some show and was talking about how different it's going to be this year. They want to win 95 games and blah, 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 blah. All right, you're going to win 95 games with Aroldis Chapman and Nick Pavetta?
So, look, they can still sign Burns. They can still sign Bregman. I'm no longer holding my breath. I really thought they were going to land one of these guys. Like, the top five, I really thought they were going to land one, genuinely.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
I am a stupid idiot person.
Oh, that was him down, talking down to everybody who thought they weren't trying to win?
He was yelling at Ken and Curtis.
Right.
I think Curtis specifically, but he was yelling at Ken and Curtis, yeah.
Because they were like, hey, fans are wondering like if you guys still want to win, basically.
Yeah.
You're like, well, of course we don't want to spend any money, but we want to win.
Yeah, no, I mean, we'd like to win. That'd be nice. We're not going to invest anything to do it.
No.
So, look, I really thought they were going to get one of those big five names. And maybe they'll still get some second-tier guys, the Teoscar Hernandezes, Walker Buehler, who I actually don't hate.
That's another name that's been linked to them.
I don't hate. I brought him up weeks and weeks ago. I'm like, I'd be interested in him. But that's in addition to, like, how we were talking about Eovaldi, in addition to bigger targets. So, that's not enough. It's not enough. And it's frustrating. And I'm not here yet because there's still names to sign, and if they sign Burns and Bregman, I would be happy. But they better start trading prospects. If they're not going to sign any of these free agents, then you better trade Meyer, and you better trade Teal.
But what's frustrating
and whatever, if you don't want to trade Roman Anthony, fine, and you love Christian Campbell, fine. If you're not going to spend money, then you better start spending in prospects. And I don't think they're going to do that either. But there better be a plan. There better be a talent upgrade. They better do something. Because right now they're doing nothing. You got to get uncomfortable, Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
You're running out of time. It's time to get uncomfortable. And if you're not going to get uncomfortable with money, get uncomfortable with prospects.
But then you're going to have to soon get uncomfortable with money. So let's say you trade for Garrett Crochet. You're going to give up a ton of prospects and whatever, and you get Garrett Crochet. How soon? Maybe even
You'll have to pay him. Yes,
pay
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
So it's like, so right now, at least Corbin Burns is just money. They're like, just money. Yeah. Well, they make plenty of money. They make a lot of money, and they'll make even more if they're good. People will be tuned in when Corbin Burns is pitching. Like, that'll be a must-see starter. Right now, you don't have a must-see starter. You don't really have any must-see players.
Nope.
Rafael Devers was supposed to be that guy. He's very good, but he's not on that level. He's not tuned in to watch Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Bryce Harper. He's not that guy. So you don't have that guy. you need to be as good as you could possibly be after missing the playoffs, what was it, four of the last five or five of the last six?
It's at least four or five. Is it five or six?
I'll have to double check. They
missed in 19. They missed in 20. They missed in 22. They missed in 23. It is four of the last five.
Four of the last 5 years. And it's five of the last six.
19,
20, 22, 23, 24. We just had the 24 season.
I'm so stupid. Yeah, 22, 23, 20. You got to count 24.
So five of the last 6 years.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I don't even know why I bother to try to do that. Yeah,
so five of the last 6 years, you missed the playoffs. Three of those, you were dead last. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even like, ooh, just missed the playoffs. At least it was a fun year.
What were they last year? They gave it a real run for last place last year.
No, they actually finished third in the division.
Okay.
They were 500.
Nice.
So they've had also one winning record in the last 5 years or whatever. But the point is, like, now's the time. You have an opportunity to do both. Either sign a free agent or two, trade some of your prospects for an established player, keep some of your prospects and develop those guys and, like, showcase those guys. Like, you could, that is what sort of the model team is. That's sort of the formula. That was their formula back in the day. Mm-hmm. Look at the 04 and the 07 roster. You had a good mix. In fact, even in 04, maybe less prospects than you would have wanted because you had to be so aggressive. Manny and Pedro and Schilling and Ortiz, none of those guys were homegrown. But you went out and got them, paid them. Johnny Damon, like, you spent money on those guys, and you won.
So, look, maybe they'll end up doing something that makes us happy, and we'll retroactively say, boy, we really freaked out there, and we got real nervous.
Yeah,
do they deserve the benefit of the doubt?
No.
Of course not. And so, I was giving it to them until Soto signed and they were being linked to Soto. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, well, they'll pivot to one of these pitchers. It doesn't seem like they're going to. And so, they have to get uncomfortable, is what Breslow said. When are they going to do it? And if they're not going to do it with money, they better do it with the prospects. Now, I saw a tweet from Jared Carrabas.
All right.
That I found interesting. And it ties into the Bregman story we're going to get to coming up as well. Because there's disagreement within the Red Sox. Cora and Kennedy want to do one thing with Bregman, and Craig Breslow wants to do another. So that came out today. Jared Carrabas tweeted last night, I think Craig Breslow is dangerously close to having his ability to close being called into question. There's still time to avoid it,
okay. But
he's teetering on that line currently. I just find it odd we're going to Breslow on these big swings and misses. Like, if you want to blame them for striking out on Seth Lugo, is a name we brought up earlier.
Yeah.
Or, like, choosing Pavetta over, like, Eovaldi, maybe.
Yeah.
That might be more on Craig Breslow. When you're talking about Soto, Fried, Burns, Bregman, that's not Breslow and his inability to close. That's ownership not wanting to spend.
So, I think Soto is 100% on ownership, but that's $700 million. I wonder if now he does have more clearance, or at least I would hope he'd have clearance, on the 180s, the 210s. That's a different ballpark. I mean, you're giving a guy $700 million. I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but my guess would be Henry is like, that's the most. These are the most years and the most money we can give Soto. But he still must have some sort of a budget on how many million. If they were ready to sign $700 million or put aside $700 million for 15 years, doesn't he have the leeway for $300? Like, he couldn't have said $212 to Fried? I feel like maybe he could have. Maybe his mind, he's like,
I don't know. I mean,
I got a budget.
Did John Henry say we have $700 million to spend, or was he like, let's just stay in the mix for Juan Soto?
Yeah.
Or let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He doesn't deserve it, but let's give John Henry the benefit of the doubt. This is a special player. We're willing to go crazy on this player, but we're not going to spend $700 combined on every other player in the offseason. We'll do it for a special player. We'll make an exception. Oh, whoopsie, we struck out. Now you have $200 million to spend on a pitcher, so go do it.
I'm with you. This is more to do with John Henry than Breslow. I'm not completely letting Breslow off the hook. Henry's also the guy who hired Breslow. Breslow was one of, like, 15 candidates. It was very similar to the Alex Van Pelt hiring, where people that had the credentials looked at it as, I don't want that job.
I don't want to go there and get fired, too. I could win a World Series and get fired there.
Right. That happened.
Epstein,
but you're gonna blame me?
Charrington, Dombrowski. Yeah.
So it was not an ideal job. He probably wasn't really even qualified for it. And he comes in and had a brutal year last year. He's also really bad in interviews, which is not the most important thing, but it doesn't help him.
Okay.
He's hard to be a guy that you defend when you listen to him.
Better or worse in interviews than Bloom. He's a slight improvement on Bloom.
I think the only reason why you'd say that is because he at least played.
Yeah,
so Bloom, you're like, he should know.
Bloom was such an uber dork.
They're the same guy.
They are
the opening press conference was staggering how the same they were.
They are same right down to their initials.
Yeah.
both went to Yale.
Yeah,
CB.
Yale,
I mean, they are strikingly similar. I would say Breslow, and this is a minor, talk about being easy to impress like we were with the Patriots earlier. He's slightly better in interviews than Bloom. He's slightly less of a robot, but he's still terrible. I agree.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. I think the difference, too, was you're like, all right, well, Breslow was in the Cubs organization, and you're like, are they doing it a certain way? Bloom got a lot of backlash, too, and deservedly so, for being, oh, he's trying to do the Rays model, and like that's why they're spending $0. But the bottom line is John Henry hired both of those guys.
Yep.
So those are the guys that
he's got
were
a type.
Left for the job.
He's got a type.
Yeah, opposite of Dombrowski.
And, you know, they're guys who want to build the farm system, which aligns with what John Henry wants to do. But I still think it starts with him. I do not want to let Breslow off the hook either. What's Breslow done when it comes to being a GM? You know, he's getting outmaneuvered on the Seth Lugos of the world.
So maybe Burns is another one. Fine, that'd be John Henry. How much are you willing to spend on Burns? Everybody else that's out there, so shouldn't that be a Breslow thing?
So Bregman's an interesting one.
Okay.
We're going to do this coming up, but let's get to it now because,
sure.
You know, they go through and they detail all the teams that are in the mix, which there's four of them. That's too many teams. The Red Sox won't get them.
Yeah, four. They might finish third.
They also detail that they want to play him at second, which just pisses me off.
I don't get that.
You're going to spend all this money on Bregman and put him at second when Devers can't play his position. So that's just stupid. If you're going to spend on the money, then put him at third base.
And second base isn't really a premium position to spend on.
Agreed.
Either.
Agreed. But here's the real important passage in the McAdams story. Boston's pursuit, according to an industry source, is somewhat complicated by internal disagreement over Bregman. While manager Alex Cora and team president Sam Kennedy are known to be big proponents of Bregman, the source said some members of the baseball operations staff, including chief baseball officer Craig Breslow, are more circumspect when it comes to the player. Now, it goes on to detail how he had his worst numbers, and he's aging, and he's 31 in a few days after the season starts, all these things. So I believe that baseball ops may not completely love the idea of their aging models and whatever metrics they're looking at. Fine. I mean, maybe Breslow isn't totally on board. But I don't blame him at the end. If Henry wants to spend on a player, go spend on a player.
Yeah, we're taking him. We're getting this guy.
Henry's in charge.
Yeah, Henry can do it.
So, like, what are we blaming Breslow? And there's, like, a weird movement to blame Breslow.
Yeah.
Carrabas, McAdam. So somebody in the organization is scapegoating Breslow.
Well, I don't think fans are going to fall for it this time, meaning, like,
I don't know. I just fell for a busy offseason, so we'll fall for a lot.
Yeah, no, maybe that's true. Well, it's just people are hopeful. But, like, when Chaim Bloom got fired and Craig Breslow came in, I don't think anybody was like, yes, World Series back on. I don't think anybody was saying that. I did find that report interesting, though, because I didn't know when Sam Kennedy became, like, a player evaluator.
Oh,
so that was very weird to sort of lump him in there. Like, he likes Bregman. Like, great. Good for him.
Who was the guy who worked for the Red Sox who got fired by the Mets, like, right away? He had a DUI or something like that? Zach Scott? Was that it? Zach Scott.
Okay.
You see this?
No.
So he quote tweeted the McAdam Cotillo story at Mass Live.
Yeah.
And he said, it's concerning this story is out there. No surprise AC wants Bregman,
right,
given their past relationship.
Yep.
As for Sam's baseball opinion, ... he's really good at sales?
Awesome.
Shrugging emoji?
Wow. So he just torched him.
Torched him.
No, that's my point. Listen, everybody has different skill sets. His apparently is sales, I guess.
And sell Star Wars night.
Yeah, when is that? When you had a different night every night of the week.
Sell the Alex Cooper night. Would you get
Caller Daddy night?
Get the Caller Daddy night. Thank you.
Well,
sell that.
You see, they moved. They have a bunch of 6:45 starts coming up.
Yep.
So maybe he was in charge
of
that.
That's your job.
I don't need him telling me which third baseman, second baseman to sign. But it is interesting that Breslow and Cora are on opposite sides of Bregman, and I wonder if Breslow's reservation
it tells me who the source is.
Well, yeah, there is that.
It tells me that Cora is bitching and complaining.
Yeah, and
which
me and Sam want him.
Which,
like,
by the
cares?
Way, you didn't have to sign back here, Alex. You signed up for this.
True.
You don't get to complain
True.
About this anymore. You chose this.
But part
you.
Of me is Cora the other day was just so adamant that Rafael Devers is a third baseman.
Yep.
But he really wants Bregman, who's also a third baseman,
he
and a better third baseman.
Did you see at the winter meetings he talked up Bregman because he was with the Astros when Bregman came up.
Yeah, yeah.
As a middle infield player.
Right. And he thought he could play second base and blah, blah, whatever else. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I wonder if Breslow's like, if we're going to give him the kind of money we're going to give him, we need him to play third base.
Yeah, that's why.
Because Breslow's like, I didn't sign Devers to this deal.
On a guy like Bregman, scapegoating Breslow to me is weird. He might not be on board. Tough. The owner says, spend $250, spend $300, we're getting him. If the owner really wants him, and Kennedy and Warner and everybody really want him, I don't blame Breslow for that. He can get overruled. easily. Lesser players, fine. Teoscar Hernandez, they cheap out. That might be Breslow. You know, they get outspent by Santander or Walker Buehler or, like, pick a name, fine. Big names like that, if the owner wants them, they get them.
That might be it. Nick Pivetta and Anthony Santander.
All right.
Can we at least change the pitch? Like, I would be very underwhelmed by Santander and pitcher X. Can we at least not bring back a crummy pitcher from last year's
All
team?
Right.
Because that is like the Patriots.
So Walker Buehler.
Well, not everybody on the Patriots is bad. You need players.
They don't all suck. Yeah, they might bring back most of the squad.
Yeah, no, let's bring them all back again. Let's do it with the Patriots, because that worked out. No one could have seen how badly that was going to work.
And I don't even know, like, and I wasn't the biggest Kenley Jansen fan, but is Aroldis Chapman definitely going to be better than Jansen was?
No.
Like, no. Like, he might be worse.
We said before, I prefer Jansen to Chapman.
He's a bad teammate, apparently, though.
No, no, yeah. Yeah. Not, well.
Bad guy. Chapman, bad teammate, bad guy.
Chapman, maybe a good teammate, but a noted less than stellar individual.
No, that's also true.
617-779-7937. The Red Sox, their offseason. I think we're all starting, even me, starting to get a little nervous with the Red Sox doing nothing. There are names out there. Any confidence they'll get them? Do you give them the benefit of the doubt? And what do we make of this division over a player like Alex Bregman?
You said yesterday, you know, you understand the patience that Red Sox fans have been asked to show. As names come off, and as we stand here at this moment, you know, as you well understand, that patience is being tested back home. What do you say to fans as you're still, you know, in the middle of this offseason and that opening day isn't tomorrow? What do you say to those fans?
Yeah, no, we are as committed as we were when we started this offseason to putting a team on the field in 25 that's capable of vying for the division and making a deep postseason run. You know, we are working tirelessly to deliver the team that fans deserve, you know, and we'll continue to do that from now until opening day and beyond. So I understand, you know, the frustration that many fans have carried for a number of years right now. And I think, you know, our players, our staff, and our front office, they share that frustration, and we intend to do everything that we can to improve our team.
Everything they can do to improve the team. Obviously, right? They're doing that.
I haven't noticed that yet. I'm all for it, though. If they want to improve the team, as a fan, I am for that.
I don't,
still efforting.
I don't want to move on to trades yet with big names out there, okay. But I'm ready to say, Keith, I'm ready to bend the knee and say they're not going to sign Corbin Burns.
No.
And they're not going to sign Alex Bregman, and they're certainly not going to sign both. So no. If they don't, they better start getting uncomfortable, to use a word that Breslow used earlier today, or last night, I guess, with Tom Caron on Nesson. Or they better you know, start doing whatever they can to improve the team by trading their precious prospects. They better start doing that, because there are names out there they can get on the trade market. Crochet, Gilbert, Castillo, Zach Gallen is a name that Rob Bradford brought up to us before. So if they want to do that, that is not my preferred avenue. That is not the way I'd love to go about it. Nolan Arenado is a bat you could make a trade for. You brought up Vlad a billion times.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would prefer just signing a free agent, because it's just money, and I tend to think some of those players are better anyway. But if you're not going to spend, then go ahead and add talent to your big league roster by trading some of these prospects. I'm starting the drumbeat for that, because I've given up hope they're going to spend bigly on any of these prospects.
Feels pretty unlikely. If you look at the starting pitchers, which is obviously a need for this team, Corbin Burns is out there. We've gone over the different reports about him. The next best guys, just kind of based off of last year's performance, Blake Snell already signed with the Dodgers. Yusei Kikuchi already signed with the Angels. Max Fried, record-setting deal with the Yankees. Nathan Eovaldi re-signed with the Rangers. The Red Sox were reportedly interested in Shane Bieber, who re-signed with Cleveland. The guys that are still out there, I guess Jack Flaherty might be better. I'm just trying to think of guys that are better than what you have.
Well, I mean, oh, I'll take him over Pivetta for sure,
but
that's not a big-ticket guy. Did you say Sasaki's name?
No, I didn't say him. So I was just based off last year's guys that were in the majors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Sasaki's still out there. A lot of rumors saying Dodgers. I feel like if the Dodgers really want him, they'll just get him, because they get everybody they want.
Would that make would you be – they're not linked to him at
so
all, so I highly
him?
Doubt they get him.
I'd like that.
I'd be happy too.
I'd be very happy with that.
But I don't – but do I think there's a chance they get him? No. It sounds like the Dodgers or the Padres are going to get him, probably the Dodgers. And even if they did, I would still look at it and say they only got him because the price was capped.
Yeah.
They didn't – I mean, that bidding is different than bidding on a free agent – in, you know, wide open, unrestricted free agency. There are caps on that. You can you have to pay his posting fee, and then I believe the posting fee is 20% of the total contract you can offer.
Yeah.
So there are guardrails on that. So I would gripe about that to a degree, but I'd still be happy if they landed.
It's funny because it goes back to this. There's a Reddit AMA that we've referenced a few times where Alex Speer was asked by Red Sox fans, like, what do you think they're going to do in free agency? Like, how much money, what kind of big contract would they give out? And he said he thinks they're going to give out a $100 million contract.
One of them.
One $100 million contract.
We
now, I don't know.
We
like, scoffed at opinion that. Or whatever. But yeah, so Max Fried just got more than double that.
Uh-huh.
So who are you realistically going to bring in for $100 million? Are you going to overspend on Teoscar Hernandez probably?
Are they even? Well, so Hernandez is not projected to get that, but to your point, you're right.
But then this would be what happens where you're like, okay. And then
Teoscar
like,
Hernandez for $100 million. Yeah, would I be happy? No, hell no, would I be happy with that.
No, but like I'll take him and like he helps the lineup and
I'll take
stuff.
Him and it makes the team better, but
it's
like
wild.
Would I be happy and satisfied and like thrilled about it? No. So are you going back to that Alex Speer AMA?
Yep.
$100 million player. Do you even think they're going to do that? Like, I scoffed at that. I'm like, that's not even anything. Of course they're going to do that.
It doesn't feel like they are in free agency. Now, maybe there is the thing where they make a trade,
maybe.
Then that guy has to get a new contract or maybe. You do whatever. You eat up the arbitration years or something
do
like that.
Do they get to $100 million total?
Yeah.
$90 million
Chapman,
left.
Well, they've already spent
11.
almost 11.
10.75.
On Chapman.
Yeah.
So
90 more million though?
Yeah.
Because what's Pivetta going to make per year?
Like 20, I'm not even joking.
17?
More.
$20 million
he
for
He turned
Nick
down their qualifying offer,
yeah,
which
it was
is like
21.
Thank you.
He's but for 1 year though.
I know, but still he's going to make, I bet Evaldi-ish money. That's crazy. I wouldn't give that to him.
I know.
But he's going to make something approaching what Evaldi got. 3 years, 75.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. Pete Alonso, you like Pete Alonso? He's still out there?
I'd probably be more thrilled about him than most.
He's a soccer dinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that means what?
Something with Casas, I guess.
You're trading Casas for an arm. Like, maybe there's something there.
Yeah, I mean, they're just...
It's
last year. It's the year before. It's the year before that. It's just like, it's the same thing. It's Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day, is what it is. So how much blame is on Craig Breslow? It certainly seems like someone in the organization, the manager.
Yeah.
Is probably trying to scapegoat Craig Breslow for coming up short here. It wouldn't be the first GM he's thrown under the bus. So how much blame goes to Breslow? How much of it is on ownership? You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Wally is in Fall River. What's up, Wally?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Are we getting a line of baloney again from these guys? I mean, it is what it is. Plan A, Juan Soto, cross that off. Plan B is in action right now. There's still some good players, but you're competing against a lot of other teams. Plan C is as you go back to normal, you pick up, you know, guys that were injured. You know, you go back to Kmart and look for bargains. But there's guys you can get in a trade. Nolan Arenado. I'd love to see him in Boston. That's 35 bombs. But if you want to Crochet or some of these other guys, you're going to have to give up people.
Okay, so you have to trade for Arenado. Over under 35 bombs in Wally's parlance there for Arenado.
I love Arenado, but I think that's those days are behind him. I would say he probably hits
about,
under that this
about
year.
About 25.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's he been at the last few years?
That's a good question. Well, 2 years ago, he had like an MVP season, didn't he? That was 3 years ago. My bad. 2022, he hit 30.
Okay.
2023, he hit 26. Last year, he hit 16.
So I'd feel okay about 25. I don't think you're getting 35. But I've been
and
wrong.
And he's 33.
I've been wrong before.
For this upcoming season.
I mean.
Hasn't won the Gold Glove the last couple of years, even though he's probably the greatest defensive
player. Right, so maybe that's just an indication that he's probably still a very good defender, but he's not the elite platinum glove defender that he's one of the best, legitimately, one of the best defensive players at that position in the history of the sport, maybe the best.
So Arenado and Goldschmidt both are free agents, right? And it's like, great players, great careers, but it's...
So Arenado, you got to trade for.
Oh, Arenado, you have to trade for. Goldschmidt's the free agent.
So
he's the free agent. But both guys, to me, I look at it similarly, where you're like, great players, had even a couple of really good years with St. Louis, but then,
hang on. Text line, 617-779-7937. Is Wally in Fall River the Cheeseburger Club guy?
Cheeseburger Club.
Oh, my God. Maybe. No, I don't think so.
I don't rule it out.
Yeah, it's not too far from...
Fall River down to Cranston?
No,
it's really not that far.
That might have been.
I mean, might have to deal with some bridge traffic.
I wish you would have said something if he was.
Cheeseburger Club.
It's our favorite guy in the show. Something to think about.
Yeah, we may have to compare and contrast there a little bit more.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Arenado, to me, is not an example of what I'm talking. I don't think he's going to cost you premium prospects. I think the Cardinals are looking to dump that salary. Yeah. He's due decent money. I brought this name up to you off the air. Would you like Correa?
Not really.
He's better than Story. I don't know what you do with
but
Trevor
you have
Story.
Story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was I don't just say, choosing I don't, today,
you're saying
the
that
two?
like it's a nice thing that I have.
No,
I,
no, no.
I,
he's
like,
not a
like,
nice
like Bradford was doing the full court press with Story yesterday. He's part of the problem. He's not part of the problem. He's part of the solution. Like I don't agree with that
Correa,
at all.
Correa had a good year last year. He missed a ton of time.
Yeah,
he was hurt, but
he's
going to
be productive when he plays. But you don't know. He's due.
I've never been wild about Correa.
He's
really
due. I think it's 4 more years, $120 million, something like that. So like,
if you were just like trading the two, sure. But like, if you have Story, and I think Story could play second. I know he'd rather play short. But he's
don't tell him that
he's gonna get hurt tomorrow.
Don't tell him that he could play second.
The guy's out
because he won't do it.
He's got real buzzard's luck.
So no, I'm talking about what Breslow said: get uncomfortable and give up some legit prospects. Meyer, Garrett Crochet, Cosme Marcelo Meyer. All right, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm surprised we're at that point. I would have preferred you signed some free agents, but you didn't. So go do that. Go make that happen.
But that's what's so crazy is like, we've been told to be patient with these prospects. The whole future of the organization is on these prospects. And then could you spend a little bit more money and get Max Fried and keep Marcelo Mayer? Or you lose out on Max Fried and now you're trading the guy that we've all dubbed the future, like the next Nomar,
yeah,
and you're trading him for a guy that's had one season?
Well, look, that would,
and then paying him too?
That would expose – if they trade a bunch of prospects – that would expose them as just cheap. That's all that would expose them as. Because what they've been selling the last few years is, we're building the future. We need have some patience.
But then they just punt on it?
We want cost-controlled young players, and we really want to upgrade our talent. And yeah, and if they tell you that for 3 years, and then 3 years later they trade the centerpiece, the crown jewel, or at least the guy who was once thought of it that way. I think Roman Anthony kind of is that guy now. But Meyer's still a highly touted prospect.
Oh, yeah.
3 years later, you trade that guy when you've been telling me the last 3 years, just wait and be patient and you're going to build around him. It would expose them as cheap.
Well, it's also one thing.
We already know they're cheap, but it would just be another way to prove they're cheap and they don't have a vision. And all it is the only thing they do is they don't want to spend. That's it. That's the only common thread.
And the one you'd have an out if this was a really bad pitcher free agency class and the trades were where it was at. Like Burns and all these guys freed like weren't available at all. Then you'd be like,
last year's free agency, it's like, I wanted Ohtani. It's shocking how many people around here didn't want Ohtani, but I wanted Ohtani.
I wanted Ohtani and Yamamoto.
But okay, right. Ohtani, Yamamoto. After that, it was not a great class last year. This is a much better class. So they deserve.
Well, people were screaming about Jordan Montgomery all year. So
they
like, that sort of tells you the state of the.
Much less leeway this go round.
Yep.
Good text, 617-797-7937. I'm sorry, 779-7937. Rhode Islanders don't leave Rhode Island. There's no chance he's in Fall River or from Fall River.
They just stay put there.
It's a good point.
All right, get the number three all the way.
I get it. All the way from Fall River to Cranston. Yeah, what we assumed that was going to happen.
They're not going there.
Please.
I get it.
Silly of us to even suggest such a thing. We'll get back to your feedback here on the Red Sox. We'll get back to the Patriots as well, Bill Belichick and UNC. I thought this was supposed to get done on Monday.
What's happening?
I thought this was a done deal on Monday. That's weird that it's not done yet, isn't it? That's strange.
They're like, do we have to pay Matt Patricia $3 million? To be the GM here.
So we'll get back to Bill Belichick. We'll get back to all your Red Sox phone calls. And there's a big show outing tonight.
Sure is.
I want to get Billy Lanny's thoughts on that. We haven't talked to Billy about it yet. We'll do that next. Just thinking about this song with Nick Pivetta. Red Sox are going to bring in Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
I want someone else. Like, I do not want Nick Pivetta on this team. Like, please.
Yeah.
Get out of my face with that.
Oh, you're getting Nick Pivetta.
Yeah,
oh,
no, he's coming back. Sounds like if we're lucky, we'll be getting Nick Pivetta the way the Red Sox are willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to a big holiday show outing.
He may even be your opening day starter.
Oh, he might be.
He could be.
He might be. Yeah. We'll get to a big holiday show outing for Jones and Keefe here
in
a minute.
Huge.
But I want to get to some of these Red Sox phone calls. People are fired up. Dave's in Rhode Island. Hello, Dave.
What do you got, Dave?
Dave, what's going on?
Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, why? How come no one's talking about the loss of Tyler O'Neill?
Okay.
That guy hit us 31 bombs last year, and he just walked away. Nobody's talking about it.
Okay, he's a good example of...
Quietly goes to the Orioles.
Yeah, but I think it was... I'd have to double-check the figures. I thought it was something like the contract we were talking about before with Evaldi.
Was that this guy?
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
What the hell's going on with these guys?
They're all calling the show now?
So I just think Tyler O'Neill's eminently replaceable, but it reminded me of something, and why we wanted to go to that is it reminded me of something in the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Where Bregman's production won't even replace the production of Tyler O'Neill.
Maybe not. O'Neal, like, he got hurt. He started a house of fire, got hurt, ended up playing 113 games. They did 31 bombs.
It will, though, because Bregman should be doing it at third or even second.
Yeah.
And then I actually have confidence Breslow can find another Tyler O'Neal type.
Well, even Heim Bloom, one thing that he could do, like, Hunter Renfrow killed it. And then Adam Duvall was good. And then now Tyler O'Neal was good.
These analytic dweebs are pretty good at finding one-year, corner outfielder, Sakya 30, hit 250 kind of corner outfielder.
The biggest loss, though, will be interviews on the Rob Bradford two-minute grill because he had Tyler O'Neal, like, twice a week.
Tyler O'Neal.
I was thinking Kenley and Tyler.
How much did he ask him about? His dad was, yes, and his dad was a bodybuilder.
Every interview.
Yeah, Mr. Canada.
What do you do?
Canada, whatever it is.
His story for a while was that Tyler O'Neal would complain that the weights didn't go high enough in the Fenway weight room.
Wow.
He's like, where are the big dumbbells?
That's my complaint.
They're like,
these
are big enough.
When I walk into a gym, I go, not enough weight for me next time.
Guys, where are the free 110s? Like, what the hell? So, yeah, so he was upset about that. No, it's fair, though. Like, I could see, like,
One for one, Bregman might not match the production. He might not, especially the home runs, but it's such an upgrade at second, putting that at second base
where you can
plug in another Tyler O'Neal. That's not one for
right
one.
Now, what's your opening day outfield? Jaron Duran, Willie Abreu, unless he gets traded, and
Roman Anthony.
I hope Roman Anthony. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, if you don't have Tyler O'Neal, like, we don't know what, if you add another infielder, maybe either Devers or Casas has to come off that position. Then you still have Yoshida, but then maybe you'd get another DH in there. So, I don't know. Tyler O'Neal probably thought he might get more playing time, too, in Baltimore.
Teoscar Hernandez or Tyler O'Neal?
Hernandez.
Santander or Tyler O'Neal?
Santander.
Okay, so if they get none of those guys, maybe we can look at Tyler O'Neal.
They might not get any
But, you know, in the meantime, I don't even love either of those names,
yeah,
but I'd take them both over O'Neal. John is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, love the show. I'm working outside today in the rain. I don't need to be told that it's raining. The Red Sox continue to pee on my head and tell me it's raining. They are interest kings. They haven't signed anyone since Carl Crawford or David Price. They're going to piecemeal this together. They're going to sell us on the future. You know, instead of Uncle Steve, we got Grandpa John and Cousin Craig.
Okay.
All right.
Rack 'em.
That good, strong take to the hole there.
That's Red Sox pee outside. That's not rain. It's barely rain.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I guess. So
Red Sox fans are crying in heaven because they're not getting any free agents.
So, they really haven't outmaneuvered anyone since David Price in free agent for a big ticket guy.
Yeah.
JD Martinez was a late signing. Trevor Story was even later than that.
Not only was Trevor Story a late signing, you found out he was damaged goods. After they signed him, everybody said, well, yeah, we knew eventually he was going to need, like, surgery. Like, yeah. Nobody else really wanted him. Nobody was going to go to that level to get him.
He plays at 10 games. He had one hot May.
He had a good strike. He had a good week.
He had a good week in May.
Yeah, it wasn't a month.
And
it
was plays you 10 games a year.
He'll give you 10 games and then bitch about playing second base. He'll force Xander Bogaerts out of town. He'll do that for you.
What was his other thing? He wouldn't do a rehab, Simon? Or
no, they were like,
dude, Pawtucket, I'm sorry, yes. Worcester so much he wouldn't come back.
They're like, dude, you're ready. We need you. He's like, I gotta grind out a few more minor league games.
I love Worcester.
Yeah, that's been a sunk cost. You didn't hit that.
Pretty nice.
I was gonna say, shout out Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester's nice.
So we're not going to Worcester for our show outing tonight. We will be doing a show outing with escape rooms and puzzles and apparently more physical activity than I realized I was signing up for.
We can find out who the smartest is, who the dumbest is, maybe more importantly.
I don't know that I want to know either of those things.
Dunce cap the whole show tomorrow, whoever it is. Who can't crack the puzzles?
So me, Keith, Nick, Terp, and Billy.
So Nick's been to this place before?
We're all going out after the show. Yeah, Billy, have you been, like, peppering Nick for any intel, any info?
No, nothing really.
Okay.
No,
he immediately asked me about food.
He did tell me.
Yeah, that's why. Well, yeah, sounds like they got a menu there. Are we eating? I'm like, I got to figure this out. Like, am I going to eat dinner like afterwards?
Oh, I can't solve puzzles on an empty stomach.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure
liquid,
out.
Liquid dinner.
That's fine. One or two pops. That'll help.
Yep. So, but Nick did tell us ominously before we left yesterday, he's like, well, make sure you're wearing sneakers.
But which I'm it like, sounded like, I thought
what,
it was
I need
just.
My D Brown pumps? Like, what are we doing?
Right, we're all in sneakers anyway.
Yeah.
Like, escape room, I'm thinking like Saw 2. Remember, like, Saw 2? Sure. Like, how do you get out of this room?
Yeah,
like, who has the key? Is it sewn in the back of my eye? How do I get out of here? And then we got a guy that texted us and was like, yeah, I hyperextended my knee and my mom got a bloody nose the last time we went.
I'm not into that aspect of it.
Yeah.
No, I like the idea of, like, trying to solve puzzles and crack codes and stuff like that. You need me climbing things? Forget it.
No. I don't want to say I'm getting nervous, but there's a little bit of trepidation about what we're walking into.
I thought it was going to be
don't come off the ground.
I thought it was going to be a lot of what's next? Circle, circle, square, circle, circle, what?
Yeah.
I don't know, square? And then you go to the next room.
Like an active Wunderlich test.
Gotta be a triangle.
What's the capital of Connecticut? Like stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
I thought we'd be like, okay.
But so, yeah, our brains are going to be tested.
This better not be like the final event in American Gladiators.
Yeah, which...
Like, they better not be like one of those hand bikes.
That might not be so bad.
I like that, where it's like three doors, you have to run through them.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. I'm also fine firing tennis balls at somebody.
That's fine if we're just shooting tennis balls at each other.
Nitro's just ripping tennis balls at us, and we're kind of like hunkered down.
What if it's like the Philly Fanatic with the hot dog gun? So we're just launching duct tape hot
food issue solved.
Yeah. Maybe that's how his mom got the bloody nose.
Socked with Philly Fanatic was there that day with a duct tape hot dog. That's it.
So all bets are off.
Bloody nose every time.
We'll have to try to document as much as we can.
Yeah. And then so this is what we need. I personally want to watch back how we're working together as a team. Just a lot of screaming at one another,
swearing,
or the opposite. Yeah. It's just five idiots standing around, just looking at it, being like, "How much time?
How much time we got left
in this room?"
Some of you fail, you can leave. It's like maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just get
you got
just
three or four. We got 3 or 4 minutes in like every room. Supposedly,
can we get a hint?
Yeah,
no, just get
it. Next room, please.
Just go.
Would you guys
get a slice of pizza?
You guys are clearly drunk.
You need me to climb a rope? Forget it.
Yeah, you guys are clearly drunk. You're yelling at each other in a very, very unprofessional, embarrassing manner in the other room, and now you're just standing there
yelling at each other.
Somebody did say they have great pizza and craft beer.
Oh, great.
So it's already a win, regardless of whether we solve these puzzles or not.
It's attached to a brewery.
The holidays, the five of us together, it's already a win.
Merriment
is how
cheer.
I feel about it. So big show out.
Caroling afterwards.
That'd be great.
Big show out.
I know
tonight.
The words to Frosty now because I've heard it 1,000 times in the car this month. So I can do that one.
Yeah, or 250 Frosties. We'll report back on how the show outing goes here tonight. That'll be tomorrow on Jones and Keith. We're still waiting on news with Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina.
Any minute now, Jones.
Let's get to that next.